This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Oh, great idea. That's exactly what Michelle has done. And before I tell you anything about the fact that this is National Chocolate Eclair Day, I'm going to go directly to Michelle and see what's on her mind and how I can be helpful. Welcome, Michelle. How am I to help you?
Good afternoon, Doctor. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I am a fairly new listener, and I will get to my question right away. I have a 13-year-old son. His dad and I are divorced, and he has a very hard time going to dad's house. And he is very open, and he talks to me about the things that go on there that don't please him and that upset him. But he's not able to tell his dad how he feels because he's afraid of getting yelled at. So I guess I'm looking for some tools to help make his time with his dad a little bit easier for him because my hands are tied. I guess he has to go, you know, and it's just one of those things. So I'm trying to, you know, control the things that I can control on my end and help him realize that some things, you know, he just can't control.
Fair enough. Let me get a little background. Is he the only child?
Yes.
Okay. How long have you guys been divorced?
5 years, actually, today.
Well, I don't know if that's a happy anniversary thing or not, maybe.
Yeah, well, it's happy for me, not for my little guy.
Yeah, I got it. How far away does Dad live?
Less than probably 10 minutes.
Okay. Has Dad remarried?
He has remarried and divorced a second time. And he has a new live-in girlfriend who I think is a major part of the issue.
Okay. Have you remarried?
I have remarried. I've been married about 3.5 years now.
Okay. Do you have any other children, or are there any stepchildren involved in your household?
There are stepchildren in my household, an adult female who is 24, and then a 14-year-old and a 12-year-old who live with their mother full-time. We don't see very often.
Okay. Does your son get along with your new husband?
Yes, very, very well.
Okay. The first year after the divorce, before either of you had gotten involved with other people, did your son have any complaints about going to see his dad then?
Well, his dad, the reason we divorced was because of multiple affairs, and, you know, I knew I just needed some time away. So his dad moved into a relationship. I suspect that he was one of the affairs right away. So there was never any time apart from a relationship on his dad's side. For me, however, it was probably about almost a year or so since we separated before I started. So he was not okay going to his dad's house ever.
Okay. And was it primary? What was his relationship with his dad like when the two of you were married?
I guess it wasn't like super close. You know, his dad didn't have a whole lot to, I mean, his dad loves him, I know that. But he didn't have a whole lot to do with him. Wasn't involved in anything extracurricular. I guess that's always been my deal with him.
What does your son like to do that doesn't have anything to do with school?
He's in Boy Scouts. He really enjoys that. And actually his dad had signed him up for Boy Scouts. But since the latest girlfriend has moved in, now will not bring him to any of his Boy Scouting events.
When did he do any of the Boy Scouting events before the girl moved in, before the newest one moved in?
went with him to one event, but then spent most of that time on the telephone instead of engaged in whatever the program was for that day.
If your son is, I mean, look, there are a couple things here, but it may be, how often is your son mandated to see his dad?
50% of the time. We have a two-day, three-day schedule. So every couple of days, he's going back and forth.
Okay, that's maximally hard on the kid. It may work better, independent of whatever else we work out, is that you do a week on, a week off, week on, a week off. Just a lot easier on the kid, and a lot easier on you guys. I mean, that's a very confusing kind of schedule for everybody. So that may be the place to start, which means that you can then approach. Do you and your ex have? Are you able to talk with each other?
No. He will not talk to me. He will not give me a phone number to contact him. It's very difficult.
Okay. All right. So it may be that being able to say, listen, this is probably really hard on both of us and certainly our cherub to have this kind of schedule. What if we did a week on, a week off, which means it's going to be a lot easier for him. It'll be a lot easier for us. We can plan things. And so that's a positive thing that you're not really being critical of him about. So that may be something that could be a good entree, a good kind of hook. That's number one. Number two, understand that even though your son complains to you about dad, he may complain to dad about you, and that which would not be unusual. So the second major issue is to say to your son, I know that I make you unhappy sometimes, but it works much better to come to me and tell me things that I'm doing that are making you unhappy than to tell your dad. Because it just, the two of us don't have a great relationship to begin with, and it just makes it more difficult. Not to mention, I can't really affect your dad's behavior. Your dad can't really affect my behavior. But if you, and I know it takes much more courage to say, Mom, it really drives me crazy when you wear blue eyeshadow. It's much better to say that to me, because there's a possibility we could talk about blue eyeshadow at that moment, than it does to tell your dad that you hate it that I wear blue eyeshadow, because there's nothing he can do about it. So that's what number, whatever we are, number two, I guess. Number one is the custody arrangement, or the custody arrangement being a little more amenable to everybody. Number two, to explain to your son that that dealing with you about things that make you unhappy and dealing with your dad about things that make him unhappy with respect to dad's behavior makes much more sense. Number three, if he could be some specific. So instead of saying, Dad, negative, negative, if you could say, Dad, I'd really like it if we could, and maybe even write it in a letter. And if the letter gives everybody a little bit of a distance factor, it doesn't take quite as much courage as saying it face to face. And if necessary, you can read the letter. You know, I say that to people on the thing all the time, and people will say, well, you know, I wrote this down, because that way they feel that they're organized, that they can edit it, that they're not going to stumble, they're not going to forget anything. So writing it down. But you need to set up this plan for your son, because even though he's 13 now, the older he gets, the more manipulative he's going to get, and the more adversarial it's going to get, which is a perfectly normal thing with teenagers. But with a divorced family, it just gives much more space to be manipulative, which doesn't benefit anybody. It's going to make your stomach hurt. It's going to make the relationship between your son and his dad difficult. And it gives a kid too much power to manipulate adults, which is pretty seductive. So I do think the custody thing of just having a week on, a week off is going to make it much easier on everybody. Second of all, the idea being, you got to talk with the parent that you're unhappy about, but most importantly of the three things is to find some things, and you can say to your son, there probably are things that you'd rather do with me that we really don't do, so we could talk about doing some of those. But let's make up a list of things that you might really like to do with your dad, and maybe even with your dad's girlfriend. Let me put you on hold for just a second. We'll come back and go through this just a little bit more. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Michelle, who's got a not unusual problem in that she's got a 13-year-old who gives her a hard time about going to visit dad, which for any of you who've divorced, I mean, I'm sure you're nodding your head and say, oh, yeah, I've been there, done that. My guess is he's probably giving, maybe not as much, but probably giving dad a hard time about going to visit mom, just because it's the nature of kids to be somewhat manipulative. And I'm saying, okay, the way to minimize this, which I think is exactly the right question that you're asking, Michelle, is to make the visitation less tumultuous, so he's a week on, week off. So it means you can plan better, he can plan better, yada, yada. Second of all, to explain to son that that even though it takes more courage, he's got to deal with you about problems with you and dad with problems about dad, because it's the only way to really get anything done, and anything else is manipulation. Number three, which is really what I want to spend a little bit more time with you on, Michelle, is what kinds of things that your son might be able to suggest to his dad might be fun for the two of them to do together, or even with a new girlfriend. Can you think of anything? I mean, I want this primarily to come from your son, but you might be able to nudge him in the right direction because you know him well.
Right. He does like to fish, and I know that dad does take him fishing with a new girlfriend.
Good.
Sometimes.
Okay. Great place to start. And you might even say, listen, I'll spring for the picnic, or I'll get you a new rod. I mean, you can facilitate this.
Okay.
I mean, so that's a great start. What else? Or you can make, that it'll be your treat the first night in a cabin someplace, or that you're going to get him a video about fly fishing, something. So it looks like, first of all, it not only makes it quite obvious to your son that we're not going to do the mom versus dad anymore, it also gives your son something positive to think about, and it helps sort of smooth over the relationship with the ex a bit as well, of saying, we're not enemies, we're going to raise this kid together and we're going to do the best we can. All right, give me another one, because that's such a good one.
He likes to bike ride.
Okay.
And I know that at least one time they went for a bike ride together, and I know he enjoyed that.
Okay. So, all right, so we've already got the beginnings of a letter to dad that says, gee, dad, once we're on this once-a-week schedule, can we make Thursdays our night to go and go fishing or go bike riding or whatever? You can see that how this could kind of move into something positive and scheduled and inclusive rather than exclusive. You get the idea about this?
Yes. Yep.
Great. Okay. And it also gives your son something to do that is positive rather than negative, so he doesn't have to be scared about dad, because nobody really likes being told that they're screwing up, And my statement is, if you got 100 adults in a room and said, what do you feel most insecure about? They'd all say sex, but it's not. It's parenting. Sex we do with a limited number of people, more or less in the dark, relatively quietly. Parenting, our kids go out in public and say terrible things about us. So it's, they're probably not even unrelated issues. So you've now got, hopefully, a really kind of broad answer to your question of how do I help my kid, which is change the schedule, which should help everybody. It's going to make everybody's life much easier. Then explain to your son, we deal with mom issues with mom, daddy's issues with dad, and then the listing of things that they might do together. And so we don't make this let's jump on dad day. You can also say, why don't you figure out some things that you might like to do that the two of us are not doing together?
Okay.
All righty.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much for your insight, and it's always nice to hear another perspective on things, because, as a parent and of only one child, I just don't even have a clue. So
well,
I appreciate your insight. And
well, I thank you very much, and that's part of the fun and the pleasure of my being able to, having talked with so many people, and I'm from a large family. I actually only have one child, but the idea is that we can kind of learn from one another, and also it doesn't hurt to actually have a degree or two in psychology. So, all right, sugar, give it a try. Sit down with your son. This will be on a podcast a little bit after the next hour, so you can play it if you forget anything. Have your son listen to it or not. Okay.
Awesome. Have a great day.
Thank you. My pleasure. It's always pleasing to me when someone sort of leaves happy as opposed to miserable with me, which, as we know, sometimes that happens. But as I said, my job is not to convince you. My job is to give you some alternatives and have you maybe think about things in a slightly different way. All righty. As I mentioned, it's Chocolate Eclair Day. I haven't seen a chocolate eclair in years. Have you?
Never.
You've never seen one?
Mm-mm.
Do you know what chocolate eclair is?
No idea.
Okay, it's a French pastry that has cream in the middle. It's basically the same as a Boston cream pie. It's a custardy inside, usually. And then on the top, it's shaped like, it's oblong, but it's thick because it's got the custard inside, and then it has chocolate, milk chocolate on the top. I've seen them with whipped cream, which actually are much better, but I think true eclairs are the custard and French pastry and the chocolate on top. And my mom used to actually make cream puffs. She was really good at cream puffs. So, but it is national. It also is National Onion Rings Day. Now, presumably you've had an onion ring, Manny.
Of course.
Okay, there we go. Mm-hmm. And have you, the ones at the Outback, the blossoming onions or something? I tried those once. I like onions. Those were awfully greasy.
Mm-hmm.
What can I tell you? All right. On this day in history, let's see what we got in this day. As you know, I just love this day in history stuff. The Congress created the Department of Justice. I mean, what did we have before then, I guess? Injustice? I mean, you think about it, it's almost 100 years after the country was formed, right? 1776 is 1870. I guess we didn't need justice before then. I don't know. In 1942, the Pledge of Allegiance was formally adopted by Congress. I'm not sure what we did before then. Did we not pledge allegiance? I guess because it's a wartime kind of thing. It was originally composed by George Balch in 1887 and then was revised by Francis Bellamy in 1892, but it wasn't adopted till 1942. And the official name didn't actually get adopted till 1945. The last change we know about this because Dwight Eisenhower did it earlier this week. Under God was added. So I guess there was not a pledge before then. Who knows? Maybe there was not a need for a pledge. Not sure. I mean, that's one of those kinds of things that history is not nearly as linear as we think of it as being. On this day in 1944, FDR signed into law the Servicemen's Readjustment Act of 1944, which is known as the GI Bill. And an awful lot of fathers and grandfathers went to college on the GI Bill. Not so many women, unfortunately, because there were some nurses, but basically the service was primarily men at that point. But really changed, gave an awful lot of guys, which was certainly appropriate. They disrupted their lives. There's more news about Pluto, that Charon, the satellite of the dwarf planet Pluto, we don't call it a planet anymore. And best of all, 1990, Checkpoint Charlie was dismantled in Berlin. Who can believe that was 26 years ago? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Absolutely a great idea. 855-993-7569. If nothing else, you know, to just get a slightly different perspective or to see different options. I very seldom yell at people other than if they're having affairs. And then the issue is that you're betraying your own sense of self as opposed to in addition to somebody else is not a very good idea. All right, so there's some interesting stories in the news today. All right, the first, which seems to me completely attuned to Michelle's call, is that I'll just read you the headline and then I'll tell you what the story is. All right, so this is actually something I predicted, so it's not like I'm doing na 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 na, but it makes some sense. All right, here's the headline: Colorado's teen marijuana usage dips after legalization. Okay, now why would I predict that? Because you've taken the fun out of it. What fun is it to do something that is now legal, right? It means that you're not thumbing your nose at the establishment. You're not thumbing your nose at your parents.
It's not rebellious anymore.
It's not rebellious. It's not forbidden fruit. So this is exactly the point. It's only dipped slightly, but it's the idea being that somehow legalization would increase teenage usage, and apparently it's not. It's actually less than the national average among teens. It turns out that basically 21.2% of Colorado high school students surveyed in 2015 had used marijuana during the preceding 30 days, down from 22% in 2011, the year before voters statewide approved recreational cannabis by adults 21 and older. The first state-licensed retail outlets for legalized pot actually opened in 2014. Nationwide, the rate of pot use by teens is slightly higher at 21.7%. Marijuana use has not increased since legalization, with 4 of 5 high school students continuing to say they don't use marijuana even occasionally. And obviously, the reason to admit to it no longer has an onus attached to it. All right? 17,000 kids were part of the poll. That's a lot. Voters in Colorado, Washington, Oregon, and Alaska have approved recreational pot sales to adults in recent years. Colorado is the first state to open retail marijuana shops in 2014. 6 other states are considering similar proposal. So there you go. I have to tell you a quick story. My mom lives in Colorado, and there's kind of a family reunion happening, not this weekend, but next weekend. So my sister, who is one of the straightest arrow, I mean, My family is not particularly rebellious. I am probably the most rebellious, and I'm not sure I would even call me particularly rebellious except intellectually. And she said, well, who among us do you think would... She was thinking about going and getting everybody, instead of getting a little favor for mom's birthday party, because marijuana is legal in Colorado, she's going to go buy everybody pot. This is my straight sister, who has probably never even tried it. And she said, would you make the brownies? And I said, well, I really don't use pot in brownies. I think you don't mess with chocolate, but I'll certainly make spaghetti sauce, which is what I've been known to do for years. The Italians have been using marijuana as a cooking spice for thousands of years, and it breaks down much more gently and readily with tomatoes, which are acid, pizza, stuff like that. And I used to be really, really popular on Christmas Eve, because I would have a tree and have everybody over for Alice B. Toklas spaghetti sauce. So, I don't know why I'm telling you that. I suppose because now I'm probably not going to go to jail. Well, hopefully not, at least. All righty. So that's story number one, which seems to be, as I said, completely predictable. I think once, and it's also a basis for thinking about legalizing drugs in general, that if you take away the criminal element, do I think you're going to wipe out drug usage? No, I don't. I mean, people use tobacco, they use caffeine, they use alcohol, they're going to use marijuana, they're going to use cocaine. But first of all, you've taken away the forbidden fruit about it, you've taken away the rebellious part about it, which means kids are going to be much less interested in it, and you've taken away the illegal element so that people are not going to shoot each other for it. You're going to have to pay for it and tax the daylights out of it. Okay. All right, so this is probably the depressing story of the day. For men, the importance of safe sex depends on how hot their partner is. This is perhaps one of the most discouraging stories I've ever read. All right, the idea is that they took 50 guys between 19 and 61, and they said, okay, they showed them pictures of women, and they said they were rating the attractiveness. I'll tell you what, let me finish this story in a minute because I don't want to keep Tyler waiting any longer than necessary. But you're going to want to hear this. You're going to want to hear it, especially if you're a parent, if you have either sons or daughters, right? Because it's a scary, scary story. Tyler, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, Dr. Joy. How are you doing? It's good afternoon. It's been a while. How you been?
I'm doing well, Tyler. How are you doing today?
I'm loving it. The perennials and the sunflower seeds are... The plants are 4 feet tall, and everything's thick and blooming, and all the perennials are getting laid open.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. A little pollen in the air.
So it's not as bad now. It was real bad about 6 weeks ago. Boy, did we have it. It was odd. Everything was covered in that white-yellow film.
Yeah, well, it was a very late spring and a very wet spring, so that tends to – and there was a lot of wind around. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, so what's on your mind today, sir?
Joe, I was just hearing you talking about without the stigma attached to pot. They're more honest and upfront about getting the information. It seems less onerous when you remove the stigma and create a smoother transition, you know.
Well, it's not only that, but the usage of it goes down, because this was not only admitting to it. If anything, you think that that it was probably people are more willing to admit to it now than they were, which means in theory the amount of people that were admitting to using marijuana should go up, but it didn't. It went down, which meant that kids who wanted to keep the image, I suppose you could look at it both ways, that kids who wanted to keep their lily white image would sort of say they weren't when they were, but kids who wanted to be viewed as rebellious may say they were when they weren't. So who knows? But the point being that everybody's concern is, well, now that it's legal, kids are going to be using it, isn't borne out, thank goodness. But in psychologically, you wouldn't expect it to.
No, well, that makes sense, because the when the fears are eliminated and the anxiety is reduced, it seems to be less of a grab. There's some odd, quirky nature about human nature. The devil made me do it, or tell him he can't do it, and he wants to. There's just something odd about
forbidden fruit. Yeah. There's something kind of perverse about us, isn't there? That little devil in us that says, well, you know, it's naughty. You know, maybe let's see if I can get away with it. Let's thumb my nose at the man, or let's show my parents they can't tell me what to do. Yeah, there is that sort of naughty part of all of us, I think. And this tends, as I said, I think that it psychologically you'd expect exactly what is happening to be happening, which is less usage, not more.
Yeah, it's funny when they, it's such a simple and instant analogy to think. Imagine Prohibition, we had illegal alcohol for almost 14 years, and we look back now on that, and it seems archaic, like you're watching black and white films, yet that was real. Apparently, Portugal decriminalized and got government control of marijuana and cocaine, and they said crack and meth and heroin disappeared, because crack is a cheap, low-quality, what you call watered-down junk version of coke, and they got marijuana control, so they said it's in half, the usage and the violence and crime. It dropped over half now, and there's like economic booming. Instead of poverty-stricken jail cells, they're having economic prosperity in the outer regions, and they expanded all the cell phones because of a company.
Where are you talking about?
They had a expansion of the economy because of a prepaid
where?
Phone card.
Yeah, where?
In Bulgaria.
Bulgaria, okay.
Where it was a corrupt government official system, Dr. Joy, where you could, at that time,
Tyler, you're breaking up on me. Are you sitting still?
There, is that better?
Yeah, sit still, because when you're breaking up, right. So Bulgaria, corrupt system, they decriminalized, and all of a sudden the economy, there aren't people who are being held in prison for nonviolent offenses or even violent offenses. And they've got expanded cell phone coverage and a booming economy.
Correct. 6 cell phones are $2 billion in commerce just for the cell phone, because you have connectivity in areas where before you couldn't get it. And by having actually invented the prepaid concept just as a economic advantage, they lowered the increment to where you had the option of spending less money and less minutes, which for a startup business, it was just enough to get them going, and then they upgraded later. It was amazing the effect it had on the economy.
My favorite pot story is still the little girl who set up stand selling Girl Scout cookies across the street. Tell her, hang on, if there's more that we need to talk about. If not, thanks for your information. I appreciate it. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's a great idea, not at this very moment, since we're going to finish probably this up with Tyler, but we have another hour to go, 855-993-7569. Okay, so Tyler, we've covered Bulgaria, we've covered pot. What else do we need to do here?
Well, Dr. Joy, I'm being a doctor and all. This latest tragedy in Orlando, I lived there for 17 years, and we never had anything like this. And from a what you call basic parenting and almost basic psychology 101, when this individual finally lets his wife drive, which he never let her do, has himself dropped off at a club where he apparently had a relationship with a male there, so then delivered, as they say, the dagger news that he has an infection. And then this is the reaction. This is classic dissociative, disconnected, and that's that explosive reaction. It's really sad to see this. And then here's the worst part. To say that the being brainwashed or having an effect on ISIS is like me saying that I have to go after all of the Muslims or all the religion when they do something. It's almost like a perversion and a brainwashing on top of it.
Well, I think it was an attempt. Look, my take as a psychologist on it is, if you're in denial about your sexuality, then right. and you're shooting up essentially a gay nightclub, then to say, well, here's the deal, that I can't deal with my own sexual ambiguity, that the easiest thing to do is to do a diversion, right? Okay, so this is ISIS, or I mean, it seemed to me at the time that that was obviously what was going on, but without knowing any more of the background that's come out since then, which is going to a gay nightclub and shooting up people, and it turns out you'd been a patron there, means that you're going to, you don't want your legacy to be he was gay, especially if you're homophobic, which is certainly not unusual for people who are gay to be homophobic. So what's the best distraction in America right now? I'm ISIS. I mean, so that seemed to me obvious at the time, because it made no sense. I mean, there was what does one have to do with the other? And clearly it was not.
Well, Joy, when you say it has nothing to do with the other, and ISIS, and at the time, you speak from a clinical psychologist view, and this is the rare, simple, it actually makes sense to hear you speak the truth. But in the beginning, it went through the rotisserie wheel of subject switching, blame transferring, denial, deflect, defer. And I think here's one more quick point when that culture, and a certain percentage of this is a sad reality. When I had to manage over 100 units of apartments in low-income housing, Joy, the Spanish girls who I mentored like a brother and like an uncle, they all told me in their culture, when the intoxicated uncle is inappropriate, it's a 80%+. And apparently in that culture, it's the same way with boys. And there was a well-known case where a military officer was suspended for attacking an Iraqi police officer who was basically sexually abusing a young prisoner. So when you have that, and what you have the anger, when he has enough anger to have a secret that he has his wife drop him off, in his mind, he's getting away with something because he's been done wrong. Maybe that the secret and pain he has is how he shares it, like you said, and then the dagger of you have AIDS from the boyfriend. It's a sad repetition, almost Shakespearean in a sense, you know?
Well, I mean, it would be Shakespearean if he had killed himself. I think it moves beyond Shakespeare when you kill 50 people, 49 people. So,
the devil's work, what it seems like.
Well, it's truly, I mean, and unfortunately, and there's so many factors here, and it's very hard to tease one out, that the tolerance, you know, that we're hopefully moving toward a slightly more tolerant society, although there's a story today about a politician who put up a sign in Tennessee that says, "Make America White Again." And when someone said to him, "What are you talking about?" He said, "Oh, well, I'm not against people of color. I'm just saying we should go back to Ozzie and Harriet." I'm saying, they're not saying make America Ozzie and Harriet again. They're saying make America white again. What does that mean? I mean, it's just, so, you know, it's kind of one step forward and two steps back. But although my sort of mantra is, what's the point about being stupid unless you can show it? But, I mean, the thing is that these things move beyond stupidity to, as you say, to tragedy, to something truly, except, I in times like this, I really cling to, I think his name was Michael, who sent me an email in the midst of this really anguished discussion, as far as I was concerned last week, of saying, look, one person shot, thousands have come together, and hundreds of thousands have come together to heal. And I think that that's something that we need to remind ourselves, is that it's very easy to be completely despairing about human condition. But by and large, that more people are kind and generous and loving and accepting. And even though we may also have our little biases, we usually don't act them out violently. And those that do sort of remind us that we are not perfect creatures, but that we can come together and be loving and supportive of one another.
Yeah, that's a really good point to remember, that the the unfortunate reality in the media, the press has to think about bleeding. If it bleeds, it leads. And,
I know.
That's a degree of sensationalism, but a majority of people hold it down and keep it together. And the worst of times in a tragedy, it does bring out the best in people. And again, I don't think this was a Muslim or an ISIS or anything. I just think it was an angry, unfortunate person who had, like you said, a lot of anger towards what was secretly going on. And I think
a lot of need to pretend. And once we're pretending, we lose a huge ability to connect by definition with our feelings. And if we can't connect with them, they're gonna knock us upside the head. They really are.
Right. The word repressed, Dr. Joy, that's the word you just helped me remember. And this is the key important to stop angry reactions. This conversation was earlier this morning, and someone said, being gay is a deviant. And I added, it's not the gay or the straight. It's the repressed and secret hidden issues. And when, like you're saying, that's what creates this explosive other side. There's clearly many people that are happy and are not like that. But it's important not to blame, label, and look at the majority of people who are good, and then focus on what we have together in common, and realize that it's not a race, color, or creed. It's an ignorance and anger thing that affects all of us. You know, it's random now.
Well, I don't think it's anger per se. I think it's repressed anger, because anger is not a bad emotion. It's when we refuse to acknowledge it. So, I mean, the metaphor I use is a pressure cooker, which nobody knows about anymore. If you take a pan of water and put it on the stove, and the water will boil away after a while. If you put a lid on it, it will explode. And I think that's what repression is. It's a pressure cooker. So don't repress.
Give
me a call. Hey, Tyler, thanks for your call. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.